8 ways your homepage is like a multiple choice test.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. This article appeared on Marketing Lab on January the 8th, 2015. I read Marketing Land, and so should you. www.marketingland.com. My daughter is planning for college. It's her last semester of high school. One of the key drivers of her choice is her score on the SAT and ACT. These are two aptitude tests that will, in part, determine two things. One, her ability to answer multiple choice questions, and two, her ability to get into certain colleges. Now, I was interested in the psychology of this staple of standardized testing, the multiple choice test. As it turns out, my curiosity was rewarded, because the psychology of the multiple choice question can be applied to your website homepage. Stay curious, marketers. You'll be amazed at what you discover. The goal of a multiple choice question should be the opposite of the goal for a homepage. It's designed to get the test taker who guesses to pick the wrong answer. The multiple choice test is a competitive endeavor. It's you against the person who designed the test. Just like search optimizers, test takers are looking for ways to game these tests and to outsmart the test designers. The multiple choice question is designed to test us. It is designed to nestle one correct answer in with a number of distractors or wrong choices. The question portion is called the stem. There is usually one answer that is correct, and there will be a number of distractors. Unfortunately, when we evaluate our clients' homepages, we find that they are testing their visitors too. These pages seem designed to punish visitors for guessing wrong. Now, there's a lot on the internet about how to design a multiple choice question that will test a student's knowledge. Some of it's a little creepy, like the test makers are competing with the test takers. Is your homepage secretly trying to test your visitors? The job of the homepage is help me choose. Its primary goal is to get the visitor into the site and on the right path. Too often, the homepage is just a place for billboards. It's treated like a truck stop on the side of a highway, yet neon lights are rarely required. If your website is well designed, a visitor will find your homepage despite your greatest efforts. For if you had done well, they would have landed somewhere more specific to their needs. The homepage is the default, the easy find, the quick hit. It's best to get visitors off of it and into your site as quickly as possible. Most homepages are fraught with political intrigue. Every department wants a piece of it. This is why homepages come to resemble the walls of a subway station, plastered with ads and handbills. If your website can't decide which answer to present, does it make sense to present them as a sliding, rotating message? If you go and visit marketingland.com and take a look at the column, you'll see my interpretation of what a multiple choice question looks like when the concept of the rotating header is applied to it. If your homepage is designed to help visitors find the right answer out of multiple potentially correct ones, then it should follow the form, but not the function, of a multiple choice question. The stem is the question in a multiple choice question. For a homepage, the basic stem is, why did you visit our website today? Ultimately, a homepage answers that question. What you have to decide is which answers you want to provide links for. Any answer that makes sense is considered the right answer. Any answer that doesn't is considered a distractor. For example, homepage, why did you visit our website today? Visitor, to share it on Facebook. Now, few visitors would claim that they came to your site just so they could add it to their Facebook newsfeed. We consider social media links distractors. However, many homepages place them in prominent positions. Here's another example. Homepage, why did you visit our website today? Visitor, to check prices on a product I want. Now, clearly, this is a desired action for an e-commerce site. This is the right answer. Identify the stem, the answers, and the distractors on your homepage, and you will find opportunities to optimize. What else can we learn from multiple choice tests? I found a checklist on the Scholastic website for designing multiple choice tests. Let's select some of the principles from the list and see if your homepage is, for better or worse, designed like a multiple choice test. One of the first guidelines they give us is to use answer choices that are believable or could make sense. Now, of course, it is important that the links, images, and navigation are believable on our homepage, and they should make sense. This is self-evident. There is a caveat to the phrase makes sense, though. The choice must make sense to your visitors, not just to you. Navigation choices and calls to action should be written in the voice of the visitor for best results. Use proof to enhance believability. Bold claims and hyperbole may sound impressive, but left by themselves, they don't make for believable choices. Number two on their guidelines was always write the correct answer first. So the homepage corollary to this is put answers to immediate questions above the fold. Someone who's coming to repurchase a product shouldn't have to scroll down before they can log in. Those visitors coming for a sale should see a link to the sale page at the top. Visitors ready to take action should see options immediately. Visitors who are browsing or looking for education on your product or service, i.e. top of funnel, are more likely to scroll down. Number three on the multiple choice test checklist is always have a minimum of three answer choices, but no more than five. Now on your homepage, it's hard to know how many options to offer. However, if you could narrow your choices to less than five, you'd be doing very well. If a multiple choice question was on a homepage, it might look something like this. Here's the stem. Why did you visit our website? A. Waste some time. B. Buy something specific. C. Be sure I'm not spending too much elsewhere. D. Sign up for the newsletter. E. Find out your shipping fees. F. Search for something. G. Find out about your company. H. Find out about your culture. I. Read a FAQ. J. Explore a contact form. K. Practice faceted search. L. Watch a slider. M. Add something to my Facebook page. N. Add something to my Pinterest page. O. Add something to Twitter. P. Find out what G Plus is. Q. See pictures of your employees. R. Read terms of service. S. Find out about your return policy. T. Shop on your Lithuanian site. U. Shop on your Spanish site. V. Shop on your Texan site. W. Make fun of thin, pretty people. And X. What do you do again? Ollie Gardner of Unbounce uses the metric attention ratio, which is the ratio of desired actions to distractors. It shouldn't be hard to calculate this for your homepage. If a homepage looked like a typical multiple choice question, it might look a little bit like jshoes.com. This is a homepage that has a relatively low attention ratio. I estimated it at 10 to 3. A typical homepage has an attention ratio of 40 to 1 or greater. The jshoes homepage gets pretty close to 5 or less choices. Unfortunately, the big graphic in the center isn't clickable. The little arrows in the upper right are supposed to rotate the image, but they don't work in Chrome. Please fix technical errors in your website. It's an easy way to optimize. So the fourth thing on the multiple choice checklist from the Scholastic site was vary the position of the correct answer. On your homepage, don't vary the position of the correct answer. For returning visitors, predictability is very important. For new visitors, familiarity is helpful. Your site should function similar to other sites like it. Familiarity will help your visitors choose. Finishline.com completely changed the look and feel of their website. They lost over $3 million in just weeks and restored the old site back to their perplexed visitors. If you visit finishline.com today, you'll see that they have significantly reduced their attention ratio. And if you visit the column on Marketing Land, you'll see what the website looked like before and after the change. Skipping up to number 6 on the Scholastic checklist, avoid using distractors with minute differences. Your site needs a visual hierarchy in which the right answers are more prominent than distractors. The top questions your site will answer should be the most visually conspicuous items on the page. Anything else is a distractor. If your web design firm recommends something like a parallax design, recommend them to your competitors. Any design that doesn't contribute to the visual hierarchy is counterproductive. How do moving stars support the homepage message for Aqualemia WRG? You've got to really go to the column on Marketing Land and check this one out. Overdeveloped websites are slow to load. This directly impacts conversion rates. No matter how cute the treatment, if your homepage requires a loading message, you are probably in trouble. Number 8 on the multiple choice checklist is avoid using answers that state all of the above, none of the above, or A and B. One of the most important jobs of interactive design is to come up with a logical grouping of pages. If you try to do everything on your homepage, you're probably going to confuse your visitors. Don't ask your homepage to do more than it should, or visitors will never find what they're looking for. And that is job 1 for a homepage. The 9th thing on the checklist is organize the answers in a logical order, i.e. alphabetical, numerical, shortest to longest. On our home pages, logic is a good idea, but only for a portion of your visitors. In broad terms, there are deliberate decision makers and quick decision makers coming to your homepage. You need to have answers for both. A logical navigation and categorization structure is key for that deliberate visitor. Linked pictures and search boxes and other tools that allow the visitor to jump into the site are key for these spontaneous visitors. In general, we want the answers for quick decision makers to be near the top, but can put information for deliberate decision makers lower on the page and deeper in the site. Don't ask your quick decision makers to hunt for what they're looking for. They can only stand so many distractors before they bolt. The helpful multiple choice homepage. To design a homepage that gets visitors into your site, start by identifying your key questions. These are your stems. Identify the answers your visitors are looking for, and go ahead and eliminate the distractors. Thank you for listening. This is the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey. How would you like it if we helped you turn your homepage into a money-making machine? That's what conversion optimization is all about, and that is all we do. Find us on the web at www.conversionsciences.com, where we will spend 30 minutes to an hour with you absolutely free reviewing your website.